it for announcements?
Okay. All right. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Ryan as our 10-minute speaker.
Yeah. All right, let me see. All right. My name is Ryan, and I am an alcoholic.
Ryan.
You know, I just want to say it's a great honor to be up here today. You know, they only gave me 10 minutes to speak, but that's good because I only got 10 months of sobriety, so I figure a month for or a minute for each month works out pretty good for me. And, you know, I've got a lot of history in this club. My mom used to take me when I was a kid, and I've been around for a long time. I know a lot of the old-timers. And, you know, this place, even when I was a kid coming in here, is just everybody, I just remember everybody being real nice to me when I was a kid. And I used to have a soda machine in the back over there, and everybody would give me change to run around and buy sodas. And, you know, I'm sure that's because they wanted sobriety and not listen to me run around screaming and stuff, so they give me soda, shut up. But, you know, it was good. I got to hang out with a lot of the old-timers, and I used to play cards with them and backgammon and stuff when we used to hang out here in the club before the meetings opened. And, you know, I miss that. And, you know, for a long time I looked up to a lot of people in here, and maybe too much because, you know, I want to be just like them, and I think I set out to go be an alcoholic also. So 20 years later I accomplished that, and here I am. You know, it took me a lot to get to where I am today. You know, 10 months ago, my life was absolutely different. Made a decision in my life to make a commitment to this program, and you know, I told myself I'd do anything for my sobriety, and today I am absolutely terrified to be up here speaking in front of everybody, so thank you. But that's just what I'm willing to do for my sobriety. That's how important it is for me to get up, even though it scares me and I don't want to do it. You know, I know there's something I need to do for my recovery, and it's not about, always about me. It's about helping others also. And that's something I've learned in this program. So what got me here was eventually detox. They eventually threw me inside a detox. I did 90 days inside a detox here in Santa Maria. And we come over here all the time, and even while I was in detox, still had a lot to learn, still picking up this program, still wasn't quite sure what I was doing with my life. You know, I was still making tons of mistakes, still trying to do everything on my own self-motivation, self-will. And, you know, at this program, as I progressed through this program, I've learned so much here about how to be a better person and how to give back and just to help people along the way. And, you know, it's not about me anymore because when I first came in, I was still, you know, just that crazy thought where I needed materialistic things and needed to impress everybody. And it was all about my ego and things like that. And, you know, that's just not the way it is anymore. And, well, I ended up through detox. So I got a sponsor. One of the first things I did once I got a sponsor was lie to him. So that worked out pretty good. Yeah, but you know, that's I corrected myself, and that's what this program's about to me. Is it's not about being perfect. It's about finding and navigating your own way through this program to make it work for yourself. And you know, I've been perfect at all. You know, I'm a shining example of making lots of mistakes. And you know, even while I was going through detox, you know, I tried to get a girlfriend while I was in there. So if you try to get a detox while you're in girlfriend, you're probably not doing it right. So. Yeah. And, you know, even when I was going through detox, I still didn't want to admit that I had a problem. It was, you know, I just wanted a simple solution to correct my drinking. I didn't want to quit drinking. I just wanted to be able to drink better and not get in trouble when I was drinking. And, you know, but today I have a little over 10 months of continuous sobriety, and, you know, it's not a chunk thing. It's not about getting a couple years to me. It's not about 3 months or any amount of time. It's just about living my life one day at a time and doing the right thing every day and the best that I can. And to me, that's what this program's about. And I've gotten so much freedom from this program, you know, just to be myself again. You know, I lost myself through my alcoholism, and it took me a long time to figure out who I was again. Still working on it. You know, every month through this program, I learn more and more about myself and who I really am as a person. And it's just an amazing program. They say, you know, don't leave before the miracle happens. And I've been so blessed since I've been in this program, you know, just in 10 months to where my life was at to where it is now is just, it's truly a miracle. And, you know, it's just an amazing way of life. So I don't have much to say to the old timers, but, you know, I'm still learning from you guys. And I thank you guys for being here for me and leading the way. And hopefully I'll be an old timer one day, too. And I'm just going to keep coming back. And thank you. That's all I got. Come on, everybody.
Thank you.